Revolva says the faster than her autumn. Pozik says that Vayochel Noyach Isha Adum Avayita Korem. Shashi says that Hoyle Lasik Bedavarach Etkilo. See, he says interesting. You see the thought process of an Adam Gadol. He says that it's never possible that when Noyach planted the Kerem, his plan was to have wine to make Nesachim on the Mizbeach. Why else would Noyach want to plant wine, plant Kerem? But even so, since these are things which could be used for other purposes which are not necessarily proper, so he was Mashana the Seder. He made himself Chulin, he says. We're told Noach was 600 years old, and he was a Navi Hashem, and he was a person who just spent a year in the Teva. He comes out and he does one thing wrong. He says, Chulin, ois. He says, that's our minig. He says, Motzi Yom Kippur, the first thing you do is you go out and you start building the sukkah. The person has reached a madrega, he's been able to connect into some element of godless. It's not like, okay, so now I can, in a certain sense, I can let go, because look at how much I've accomplished. Now I'm sort of safe and I'm good. But at that point in time, he has a tremendous responsibility and a chiyuv to Bedavka go into the, hold on to the world of Kedusha and build on that. So the moments after high madrigas are very dangerous moments, because if you don't solidify it and translate it to something which is going to be nimshach into the world which is not so Kaddish, it ends up being that you've done the opposite of what you accomplished. So this tkufa now, we're immediately after the Yom Neroyim, and it's a time where we should be looking ways to not to be Mishan of the Seder. What's the Shini Seder? That the first thing you do is you work on your Ruchnius. Okay, so the Yom Tov is over. So the first thing a person thinks about is, you know, so much time I missed the work, so much time I did this, I got to figure out how to take care of that. That's the first, many times, that's our thought in the back of our minds. Well, what we're saying over here is, you know, we have to be thinking about very much, I've accomplished tremendous things, how am I going to hold on to them during this long winter and the months ahead, where I don't have that Siyata Deshmaya, that obvious Siyata Deshmaya which we had during the Yom Neroyim. So my avodah shouldn't be Mishana the Seder and let myself get sidetracked and think about putting my Gashmias back together. You know, I've been so busy with the Ruchnius, I have to work on the Gashmias. I don't know, but Dafka, in this moment, a person has to say, okay, what were my Kabbalahs I made for the year? How, you know, now many of the Kabbalahs are only really practical in the day-to-day life, as opposed to during the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot time. It's everything's out of order and not in a normal flow, and they weren't so practical. The Maisa, now when I have to, okay, let's solidify those things and hold on to them and build on them, the practical things. What am I doing, the Maisa? It's been a month since Rosh Hashanah, it's over 3 weeks since Yom Kippur, so are my Kabbalahs in place the way I want them to be, etc. So that's going to be the void which a person should be working on at this point in time. Have a good Shabbos.